Track 6. From Abandoned Baby to A Place Beside the Queen. The Extraordinary Story of the Royal Pageant Master.
A chain of thousands of fiery beacons circled the country and the Commonwealth, launching a worldwide celebration of the Queen's 70 years on the throne. The Queen herself is expected to be part of the ceremony to light the beacon at Buckingham Palace, with Golston man Bruno Peake beside her. Bruno Peake saw Buckingham Palace signal the start of an unprecedented weekend of Platinum Jubilee celebrations, alongside beacons across the country, including more than 70 in Norfolk, and, for the first time, a beacon in the capital city of every Commonwealth country. Bruno created the worldwide tribute to Her Majesty after masterminding chains of beacons for national celebrations, including the Millennium and the Queen's Golden and Diamond Jubilees. His extraordinary trajectory from Abandoned Baby to Royal Pageant Master began around the same time as Queen Elizabeth's reign started, and just a few miles from where George VI died at Sandringham, heralding the start of the new Elizabethan era. Bruno, now 70, was born in King's Lynn to a Polish couple, but that is just about all he knows about his parents, as 14 months later, Bruno and his identical twin brother George were abandoned outside the town's police station. They were taken to a children's home, where they lived until they were adopted, age 4, by Golston couple Mildred and Leslie Peake. "They filled our lives with so much love," says Bruno. Bruno still lives just a few streets away from his childhood home, but also moves in a world of royalty and military and international leaders. "I really didn't have any ambitions," said Bruno. "Both me and my brother left school bottom of the class without any qualifications at all. I started out in a bakery, then I became a butcher, but not a candlestick maker," said Bruno, although he has since put that right by organising thousands of what could be called the biggest candlesticks ever, topped with huge blazers. He worked as a builder's labourer, a welder, and made prams at the Swallow Prams factory in the town. He might have joined the army, but had asthma as a child. "I was in Golston Army Cadets. It taught me how to iron, how to clean my shoes, taught me a lot of discipline. They were really good," he said. He and George both played drums in the cadets' band. A little later, Bruno was lead singer in a local band, Train. "I couldn't sing, but nobody cared in those days," said Bruno. "I was a terrible singer wearing a horrendous satin suit, but I was really interested in performance and putting on a good event." Tragedy struck when Bruno was 22 and his beloved twin brother killed himself. "It was dreadful, devastating beyond belief, especially for my mum and dad," he said. From that low point, Bruno began realizing he could make a difference in his community. While working as a welder, he was asked to help revive Yarmouth Carnival and set up a committee which, in 1981, delivered a carnival procession of more than 100 floats. "I thought, I like doing this. I like bringing people together, especially in celebration. We don't do enough of that," said Bruno. "Now I've got years of experience. You learn by your mistakes and by your successes. It started from Yarmouth Carnival." He contacted the English Tourist Board with an idea, and in 1981 organised a chain of 90 beacons around the coast called Operation Seafire. That led to his own chain reaction, with events growing bigger and bigger until his beacons were circling the world, and the boy from the King's Lynn Children's Home was hobnobbing with royalty. "I never dreamed I'd meet the Queen. I still pinch myself. It's a great honour to serve the Queen, and I feel, this year, we all want to make it successful for her, because she's led our nation for 70 years through very difficult times," said Bruno. "My heart went out to her, and my hat came off for her when I saw her at Windsor Castle, in Windsor Chapel, at the funeral for the Duke of Edinburgh. That showed what a true leader she was." One sadness is that his parents did not live long enough for him to see everything he has achieved, but his mother was delighted to watch him being presented to the Queen when she visited Great Yarmouth. My mother and father were great royalists. She ran the guides in Norfolk for 50 years. We always used to watch the Queen's speech. We'd never miss it. And if there was anything royal going on, we'd watch it if it was on television, said Bruno. My mother saw me meeting the Queen once. She was very proud. But they both sadly died before the millennium. Since then, he has organised thousands of beacons across the UK, celebrating the millennium and the Queen's golden, diamond, and now platinum jubilees. The royal family are lovely people to work with, he said. The Queen is absolutely my favourite royal. As far as I'm concerned, they are all so nice. They have always treated me with respect and have always been so easy to work with. After spending 3 years of his early childhood in a children's home, Bruno, who has a deep religious faith, decided in 2009 to move to Kenya to help at a children's home he had supported for many years. I sold my house and all my belongings and got halfway there when I had an issue with my health. I got to Nairobi and then they brought me straight home again. But that's life, he said. He loves living in Galston. Galston is a real community. I can walk down the high street and I know people. They know me. I can have a laugh with people. It's a lovely community, he said. I did have some curiosity about my birth parents for a while, but then I thought it's best to leave sleeping dogs lie. We're talking about 70 years ago. To abandon two boys was a big decision. The thing I did find out was that my father worked at a garage in King's Lynn, but I didn't go any further. 8 years ago, Bruno married Moira, who runs the pub on the Prom in Yarmouth. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, he said. Moira, like Bruno, is a twin, with her twin running the Cliff Hotel in Galston. Official recognition of his work includes being awarded an OBE, being appointed a Lieutenant of the Royal Victorian Order by the Queen, and becoming a Freeman of the City of London. He even has his own crest, and a collection of the torches the Queen has used to light his beacons. He also designed the ceremonial globe in gold, silver, and platinum, used to light the beacon at Buckingham Palace. The Commonwealth of Nations globe includes a crown, a map of the Commonwealth countries, and stones collected from the top of the four highest peaks in the UK. I wanted it to represent all the jubilees, said Bruno. And is there a pageant master's palace? If there is, I haven't found it, said Bruno. Anyway, I like to keep my feet firmly on the ground. People put a lot of trust in me. People put a lot of faith in me. And the last thing they want is someone showing off.